This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, it's been a busy couple hours. Jared Goff joined us earlier. We'll replay it at 12:30 for people who missed it. In the meantime, Dan Campbell's on our morning show, and he had a lot to say about where this team is right now and how he views the rest of the season. And, you know, I mean, at one point there was a question about where does your confidence come from, and I thought his answer was very interesting. You'll hear it in the 1 o'clock hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. We talk Pistons to open the show. That is 10 wins in a row. Last night, no Cade, no Asar, no Tobias, no problem. Once again, they not only win, they win comfortably. It looked like a little bit like they were clowning on a team. And the confidence and the swagger that they have is something. In the meantime, there's basketball reasons they're doing this as well. It's one of the top defensive teams in the league, top team scoring in the paint in the league. And they're young, they're athletic, they got a coach that knows what he's doing. And what's amazing is Jalen Duren might be just evolving into our eyes as one of the best players in the league. It's early to say that, but last night, 28 minutes, 12 of 13 from the field, 31 points, 15 rebounds. And then the other guys that are picking it up are guys like 9, 10, 11 on the roster. It's the Danis Jenkins and the Paul Reeds of the world. Javonte Green had 20 points last night. We got off to a bad start, Javonte. You're playing better in my eyes.
Wow.
But anyway.
You were a little critical before.
I was what?
A little critical before?
I was, yes. The Pistons are certainly worth discussion today, and it's good to see best record in the East. They're a fun watch. And Detroit's getting into them. 248-539-9797. And there still is angst about the Lions, of course.
Yes. Pistons are a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
It's a different brand of basketball, which is, I kind of feel like they reinvented themselves a couple different times and led to championships. They did it with the Bad Boy Pistons. They just thumped you, and they had obviously Hall of Famers on that team too with Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, but it was thumping you physically, playing great defense, and you had great leadership. Then you had the going to work Pistons, which were the, you know, assembled parts from the cast-offs and also a defensive effort. It was not welcomed with open arms by the NBA. In fact, they started changing rules after that. But that team did it differently. This team is bucking the trend a little bit, too. You mentioned the three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons don't launch a ton of three-point shots when it relates to the rest of the league. Nope. In comparison to the rest of the league. They still do. It's a third of their shots are three-pointers. But compared to the rest of the league, it's near the bottom of the league. And they're okay with getting the two-point shots. They're okay with Jalen Duren dunking it consistently.
Well, their points per 100
is turning into a superstar.
Their points per 100, I think, is top five in the league. So they have no problem scoring. They're just not shooting threes everybody else does.
And they're off to a 12-2 start.
Yeah.
Yeah, this team is 12-2. They just won 10 in a row.
They're doing it like 90s style. It's weird. They're bringing, like you said, their own brand into it, but like no one's doing it this way. Scoring inside the paint, playing tough defense. They're very physical. You know, Isaiah Stewart, Jalen Duren, those guys, Paul Reed, you know,
Reed.
They protect the paint. They play in the paint. They don't jack up threes all the time. Their superstar doesn't look for fouls. He actually plays through contact. He doesn't jack up a bunch of threes himself. Yeah, it's fun and it's
ethical. Are superstars ethical?
He's about to get unethical in a second with that shoe deal. But anyway, I'm bored. That's for us. But yeah, I love the way they play, man.
Yeah, ethical scoring is a term that we talked about last year. Guys who seek fouls, contact just to shoot free throws. Cade doesn't do that. He plays through the contact, tries to get the and one. He's not looking for the foul first and the bucket second. The shoe deal, like you start getting superstar calls. The question is, do you start getting, hey, I'm going to go get my superstar call because I got a shoe? It's a real thing. Like, it shouldn't be, but it feels like it's a real thing. You get a shoe now, a signature shoe from Nike. There will be some sort of Aircade. Guess what? Maybe you start getting those calls, right?
Mm.
Maybe you start playing to get the calls. I hope not, actually. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. Lots on the table. Don is a Novi, and he's on 97.1. What's up, Don? Don. Donnie?
No good.
Charlie on a cell, you're next. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Charlie.
Hey, sorry about that. With the Pistons on a roll here, do you think even when Tobias is healthy that they should even bring him back? I mean, risking messing with what they got going on. I mean, obviously, Cade Cunningham healthy, bring him back. But what about the other guys?
I mean, yeah, they were playing well with Tobias in the lineup. So I don't know that you change anything there.
Playing well with.
How many games have you been out? I'm sorry, I'm off on that, but.
I know Kate's been out, I think, for four games. Asari's been out for, I think, four games. Tobias has been out for six or seven games, maybe longer than that.
Tobias' last game was November 1st, so we're coming up on 3 weeks here.
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering if, it just seems like these guys are clicking on all cylinders, and it almost seems like you could be messing with that.
I don't think the way to win in this game is to replace Tobias Harris with Paul Reed I think you go back to your starters. What these guys have done is nice and it's awesome, and I hope they're carving out depth roles on this team, but I'm not even sure that's the case. This is a league where for, I don't know, like a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it was, Jeremy Lin was the best player in the world. So I don't know that I'm ready to anoint Danis Jenkins anything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, guys.
I hope Jenkins is totally working his way into a role on this team.
Jeremy Lin's the go-to name, right? When it like with baseball, the comparison locally was always Chris Shelton.
Yeah, a month and a half, 90 games or something. Right. They were just unstoppable.
But Jeremy Lin is that was such.
It was
amazing.
The greatest, flash in the pan player ever. I like in sports, to be honest with you.
So fun.
But Danis Jenkins, though, Doug, he might be able to replace Dennis Schroeder. Though I think end, you're like, hey, we get everyone healthy, but you have a role now because we can trust you. You can come off the bench, give us energy and points.
Let's go to Anthony next on 97.1. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, first time call. Thanks for taking it.
Sure.
Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. Thank you.
I wanted to challenge just on Carson, what you were talking about, like it was like probably 40 minutes ago, just on Lions talk, actually. But I think the Bears' remaining schedule, like Gator's even saying, is pretty challenging. I think they play the 49ers, the Lions once, the Packers twice, and the Eagles. Personally, I think they split the Packers series. I think they're losing four of those five games. That's just me personally. And I think, I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts because, I might just sound like a brainwashed fan or whatever, but I think personally they're running the table. I think they could potentially win all the games for the rest of the season. I don't know if that means anything for the playoffs by any means, I just wanted to hear your thoughts maybe on like what that looks like, because I agree. I think they could win the three games up ahead, and then you have like that game of the year, L.A. Rams, and then from there, if they win that, which I think they will, they're not stopping from that point.
So what's crazy is I heard the morning show say this, and I don't know where they found it. I think they found a point spread on the Lions and Rams already, and it, you know, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything, but what you just said made me think of them saying that they saw that the Lions were a favorite in L.A. against the Rams, and if that's the case, I think they said they'll be a favorite in every game the rest of the way. So, you know, I mean, I think they're winning the next three, and I think the whole season's going to come down to back-to-back years, Sunday Night Football, division showdown, this time with the Bears. And, you know, I think it's certainly within play. They've got a bunch of games at home. Then they've got a home game in L.A. against the Rams. Right? And then they've got Pittsburgh at home, and then they got Vikings indoors.
Yeah, I like the Lions' chances of playing very strongly down the finish here. I do think that this is a team. I mean, I had them at the beginning of the season. I thought they'd be 11-6. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, they would go 5-2 down the stretch. The schedule is tough. Giants, maybe not so tough, but then you got the Packers, the Cowboys, the Rams. You know, Pittsburgh seems like they're a tough out this year as well, although if they don't have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, maybe not as tough either. But like you have this bold-ass prediction.
Well, there's breaking news on Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Mike Tomlin told reporters Aaron Rodgers has a fracture in his wrist that will not require surgery. His status for Sunday's game in Chicago is uncertain.
Interesting.
Yep.
But you had a saucy prediction that game at the end of the season against the Bears was going to be the one that gets flexed.
Yes.
To Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Saucy.
Yeah. You really think?
I think it's
Kang, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Kang?
No, I like it. I like how I think Gator just wants to say saucy, though, by the way.
Okay.
That's why.
I mean, maybe that's the way.
But I like it, Doug. I like your call your shot, Doug.
And like
okay,
something's going on, though.
Hold on. Something's going on. You said something to Gator. Then you told me about a live read in my ear, and you're bursting out laughing back there. What are you two up to?
No, that was just behind. Well, we're going to lift the curtain here. I had to tell you a live read because you were out of the studio. And you wouldn't stop talking, but so I couldn't talk to you. I need Gator to interrupt and say something so I could talk to you. Okay, that's it.
Are you happy?
Yeah, you happy now?
This is for you, Dad, okay?
It's hysterical. I thought you were setting me up for something.
No, we're not setting you up. I mean, it happens to set up beautifully that you're the one who loves start times in football, and you make this bold-ass prediction, a saucy call, about the last game of the season. I'm going to give you props for it because it's... You know, we're getting ready.
Wow, Kang, somebody here. You got Michigan on lock coming up here.
Yeah, we got game 11 coming up, and you're talking about week 18 in the NFL.
I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dude, you know how it works. If you're not good in the first 35 minutes, you're overrated.
I know, but it's like, it's just saying to Doug, I'm tired of the national pundits out there that are hypercritical of Shedeur Sanders' debut on Sunday. It's like, oh, this is why he's a backup quarterback. This is why he didn't start. He sucks. He's terrible. He's gotten. I'm like, you're making this determination on a quarterback who literally didn't get any snaps in practice other than practice team reps, or not even practice, scout team reps, when you're running somebody else's offense that has nothing to do with your offense. Not getting a single snap until maybe a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the snaps you get are extraordinarily limited because, by the way, you're working with a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that guy you're trying to get up to speed, so he's getting literally all the reps. And then he gets thrown into a situation because of the injury, he's got to play. And it didn't look great. You know, there was some good, but a lot of bad. But, you know, then again, it's Cleveland. Duh. And everybody's coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, this is why he's no good. This is why nobody wanted to draft him. He's terrible. And I'm like, how about you wait until he gets actually a full week of practice with the ones,
dude,
and maybe determine at that point. And even then, that's not fair.
You know why? Because saying we should give someone time is not a hot take, Scott.
Well, it's not only if the hot take crowd, it's the crowd that doesn't like Shedeur Sanders because he wasn't media friendly like they wanted him to be, or that he's a little controversial, or you know, all the reports they did. I bet you there was more digging up dirt on trying to anyway,
yeah,
on Shedeur Sanders than any other player in the last 5 years of the draft.
Yep.
Like people just did not want him to succeed. For whatever reasons. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I get that letting things play out is not...
Well, it's not popular to say
it's
that.
Not popular.
I mean, maybe for a few of us it is, but the majority it's not.
I'm not in any rush to declare anything until I either really believe it or have a strong gut feeling on something and not just say stuff for clicks, as they say, but... And maybe it's not a hot take. Maybe it's personal. It sounds like you think it's more personal than it is a hot take. I think it might be a combination, too. But, yeah. I hear you. All right. So, we got news here from Amari Sankofa that covers the Pistons. At this hour, the Pistons have announced that Jaden Ivey has been assigned to the Motor City Cruise as he continues his ramp up.
Oh,
big milestone for his return.
That is big.
It is. You know, it is a fascinating wild card in Trajan Langdon's back pocket. You have a team last year that improved by 30 wins, a team last year that took the Knicks to the brink, a team this year that has a whole bunch of guys hurt, and they have the best record in the East and the second best record in the NBA. And we have very little evidence. We don't know what Jaden Ivey means to this organization yet. We can look at some stats and cite some, you know, things he did, but they really got hot and started being the best version of themselves after Jaden Ivey left last year. This is like having it's a card that it's a wild card. It's okay. What's the poker game on the river and all that? And you got this extra card.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Yeah. Thank you. Not my thing.
It's okay.
It's like he's got this card that he's waiting to flip over. He doesn't know how it's going to impact his hand. How about that for an analogy in a sport or a game I don't even really understand? Was that good or not?
Yeah, it works.
Does it work, Kang?
I thought you were going to say it's like that card game Go Fish.
Old Maid.
Yeah, right. Gin Rummy.
No, no, none of those.
Euchre.
But is it a trump card?
Canasta.
I don't know how to play any of those games. Do you?
No.
All right.
Uno, sure.
No, Jaden Ivey is a big-time wild card because they did well without him, but you would think they would be better with him.
Well,
because
think.
He's got all this talent. He's young. He brings things to the table you need. Someone that can slash and drive. He was improving his three-point shooting.
We just saw a glimpse of it last year. Like, they just started to play together and gel a little bit. It was like five games and then the leg injury, the horrific leg injury. And it just stopped everything, stunted everything, because there was that narrative out there. These two can't play together. Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, they just can't play together, which I think is garbage. I think anybody can learn to play with somebody else. Just give it some time. And now Cade has taken on this superstar stratosphere level where he's at. And
got a shoe.
Yeah. let's get Jaden Ivey back. Having another weapon on the team is a good thing. And right now it looks like if he were to come back, he doesn't need to be, you know, everybody, well, Batman's got to have his Robin. Well, Ivy doesn't need to be that. Ivy just be yourself. Be the complimentary player to this team and be a great player. But you don't have to be a second superstar in his team. This team is really good right now.
Feedback. Question. If you have to go for it on every fourth down just to compete, are you really that good? These Lions are way overrated. Next one. The opposition is now ready for the Lions' fourth down efforts. You can't do it all the time. Context matters. So there's two texts there from listeners. They didn't have to go for it. They don't have to do that at all just to compete. Like last year, it wasn't a team that was just hanging on. They went for it a lot on fourth down. They went 15-2. And it wasn't all on the backs of 100% fourth down conversions.
I think there's a lot of parity in the NFL, but specifically to the NFC. In the NFC, there's a lot of parity.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philadelphia is above everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, flip a coin. Rams, Lions, Seattle. I'm not sold that the Bears are the best team in the division. I think the Packers, Lions,
you know,
are there.
There was a team Tampa's in that good. Category last year. Because last year, if we were to say, okay, last year the Lions 15-2 above everybody else. I don't know, just a game better than Minnesota, as it turned out, but above everybody else. If you look at it, it was one of those teams in that next category that ended their season in the postseason.
Well, but, I mean, if you go back in time and look at it, of course, the 15-2, the record is outstanding, but we knew it was flawed because of all the injuries they were going to suffer. And at the time, Washington.
They weren't the best version of themselves.
The record was flawed.
It just brought them back to the pack.
And Washington was playing at a level towards the end of the season where they were that team.
Which is what Dan Campbell keeps talking about.
Yeah.
Getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, team will lose its shine over the year, but at some point, the team gets it back, and then they're unstoppable.
I don't hate the theory, right? No. Play your best football at the end. I blame Brad Holmes for standing pat at the trade deadline and not getting help for the offensive line. No excuses. Holmes blew this one. Football fan in Belleville. What trade did he turn down?
That's what you'd have to know.
I could be completely on board with this text. I'm waiting for some beat reporter to break the story that they turned down a seventh-round pick for Batonio or a seventh-round pick for Zeitler. Then I'm with this guy. That was a mistake. But did we confirm that it was one offensive lineman that was moved?
I think it was just one.
Yeah. So you can't force somebody to sell you something that's not for sale. But I want to buy your house. It's not for sale. But I want it. I'm not selling it. But I want it.
Okay, I'll sell it to you for $5 million.
It's not worth $5 million.
No. Then it's not for sale, is it?
But I want it. Doug, get yourself a movie theater chair with cup holders, electric recline, and built-in speakers. Yeah, it might be time to do something for Doug.
Listen, as somebody who just went, you know, searching for chairs like that, there are chairs out there that have all the bells and whistles.
So here's the thing about it. Like, I got a basement that, you know, a lot of times people come over and we watch games together. Right now, I have one chair down there. I don't need anything fancy. I got to go get a couch now.
Yeah, you need a couch.
I'm walking to a clearance center. The problem with the Lions is not the coach. It's the general manager not making changes that are needed to move in a better direction. It reminds me of Kett and makes big moves to help improve their team. It reminds me of Kett, K-E-T, and make big moves to help me improve their team. Chuck, I don't know what that means. But noted, 248-539-9797. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott the Gator Anderson, it is 97.1 The Ticket. Jared Goff, our weekly conversation on Tuesdays. Look, you know, clearly the season's in front of them and they think they have answers. But do you think they have answers, people? Do you think they will be okay? And there's definitely a deep-seated undercurrent of skepticism in Detroit right now. And I get it. You know, I guess part of this is going through a 15-2 season last year, feeling chesty the whole way, got us nothing. So I don't want to overreact to losses unless these losses cost them a playoff bid. Now, would I prefer that they're the number one seed? Of course. But it maybe doesn't mean as much as we thought it did. It's nice. And playing home playoff games, but in playing on the road.
This is going to sound strange, and that's why I'm throwing the word might in there.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Is this something you think you might regret saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I like these. He might regret saying it, people, but.
By the end of the season, I might feel better about their chances going into the playoffs than I did last year. Despite the record being 15-2 last year, let's say they were 11-6, second in the division, but they get in the playoffs. I think I might like the team's chances better because the defense looks like it's really solid right now, and they're getting key pieces back. All this is contingent on health. The problems that they have right now are on the offensive side, which is something that I think we kind of like doing a double take at. Like, really, the problems with the offense? But we can understand. It's a different offensive line. Coach is taking over, calling the plays, whatever. And now they've got a big injury to Sam Laporta, and hopefully he'll be able to come back by the end of the season. And that's just the IR stint is literally just that for the 4 weeks. But because last year it was just mounting injury after mounting injury, even into the playoff game, literally two plays into the game, and you just lost your last starting corner that you had. It was crazy. This year, I'm hoping the injuries are a different kind of play, that they're getting guys back as opposed to losing guys going into it. And if that's going to be the case, then I'll feel pretty good about this team because I think the problems they have offensively, I think they are correctable. I think you may be outmatched time to time on the offensive line against the defensive line you're facing from time to time. But hopefully it's not for an entire game. Like that's where things can, okay, right. I'm going to get beat, but I'm not going to get beat 7 out of 10 times or 6 out of 10 times. That I'm going to do a better job and we're going to scheme it up. We as an offensive unit are going to know the playbook better. We're going to know our assignments better. And we're going to be able to provide the best protection that we can. It won't be as good as what they had last year with Frank Ragnow and a healthier O-line, but it can be good enough because the playmakers on this team are too good to hold back.
Well, I do see a path to the Super Bowl still. The worst version of the Lions isn't going to get them there. And I think we've seen a little too much of that. And, I'm hoping that they kind of get into a rhythm here and they got a chance to do it. 3 straight home games. Let's go to Jake in Auburn Hills. You're on 97.1. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, sir.
I'm feeling pretty down about the Lions because the losses have basically come from one consistent source, and that is consistently the line playing below average. And there's good reason for that. You know, there are a lot of losses on the line. Graham Glasgow, who was one of their weaker links last year, you know, is now someone who we're relying on to be, you know, someone to be an above-average player. And I see that whenever they play a defense that's, you know, a stout defense, it's just consistent. Jared has no time. And Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime he tries running inside, he gets stuffed at 2 yards. And he has those great runs outside and stuff like that. But it's not helping when, you know, when your yards per carry are getting so, you know, they're getting so much lowered by the yards here and the little few yards there. So my thing is, I don't know how much they could fix. I think it's a talent issue, and to me that falls on Brad Holmes for not addressing it during the offseason, the draft, and the trade deadline.
Well, he took two interior offensive linemen during the draft.
Well, first of all, I'm talking about the 2024 draft. He didn't draft any offensive linemen besides for Giovanni Manu.
You said they didn't, except for, but then so that means that they actually did draft.
I mean,
offensive
you don't like
linemen.
The picks they took.
And the problem
Manu
is Manu is
a project.
He's a project, but he's also hurt.
He wasn't projected to start within the next 2 years. I mean, and they're trading away picks. To me, they didn't take the problem with the offensive line serious enough. I mean, the fact that they let Kevin Zeitler go is a pretty good, you know, sign as to what they thought about the offensive line. And then I understand they took two offensive linemen this year, but one of them was in the 6th round, and they should have signed off free agents also. I just don't think he was, and for sure by the trade deadline they should have got someone.
What deal did they turn down at the trade deadline? I always ask this, Jake. What deal do you think he turned down or didn't get done at the trade deadline?
I don't know.
It's not your job to know. I just think when you start talking about the deals they didn't make, this goes back to the I want to buy your house.
Right.
It's not for sale, but I want it. If somebody isn't selling, there was one offensive lineman, right, moved at the trade deadline. We need to make sure that's correct. But there was the one deal that went, tackle that went from the Saints to the Chargers. So there weren't a lot of them moved. He might have turned down a deal, and if he did, I'll be disappointed.
And just for facts here, Miles Frazier was a 5th-round pick, not a 6th-round pick, the offensive lineman, the second one that they drafted this year. And they drafted 2 offensive linemen in 2024.
Yeah, they drafted Christian Mahogany. So they took 4 linemen in the last 2 drafts, and you said none. They didn't sign a big free agent in terms of anybody that's going to help on the O-line. That is accurate.
That is accurate, and they also didn't know that Frank Ragnow was retiring until after the draft.
Which
is also a problem because after the draft is pretty much after free agency went off. The big free agents have gone.
We
can defend it, and I think we're defending it just fine. However, I'm also disappointed that they didn't make a deal at the deadline to get another offensive lineman. But like we state, we don't know what the deals were.
I don't. If to find out that they stubbornly didn't want to move like a 5th-round pick for Kevin Zeitler, I would be pissed. I would be if I find out that, but you know what? When you have young quarterbacks with both, everybody thought Cleveland and Tennessee had for sale signs up with offensive linemen. They have young quarterbacks that they're trying to give a chance, and trading starting offensive linemen doesn't help. But He could have addressed it more in free agency. They had a lot riding on Mahogany being a difference maker. They had a lot riding on Glasgow. Glasgow might be the miscalculation.
But this also sucks too, because this is injuries, right? Yep. When you go back to the last three drafts and you draft Miles Frazier, and he's hurt in training camp and hasn't played since, but looks like he's on track to come back real soon. You draft Mahogany, he doesn't play much at all last year because of mono, but then does play at the end and then earns a starting job, but now he's hurt, so he's out. You draft Giovanni Manu. Yes, he's a project, but you were hoping that he was going to get some playing time. He started to and then got hurt. He's out. Colby Sorestal is another one that they drafted three drafts ago that I'm sure that they were hoping he was going to develop, and here it is now, year three, and he got hurt, and hurt early in training camp, and he's out. Injuries play a major role. Like somebody, we say he didn't draft, didn't do enough. Well, actually, they did. They took chances on guys that aren't healthy right now, and lots of teams are dealing with the same thing. It doesn't mean they shouldn't have looked at the trade deadline.
I hope they did.
And my God, better have, yeah. Did. But if some team is saying, yeah, no, we'll give you that offensive lineman for a second-round pick, I can see why they're going to be like, yeah, no, not for a rental or whatever. We don't know what the players were that were available. But when you don't see many offensive linemen moved at a trade deadline, it tells me that the pool to grab those players was not very deep.
Okay, again, don't sue me. I do this every once in a while. I'm trying to remember the stat Burchie gave us about between 2020 and 2025. It was some incredibly small number of starting
six
offensive linemen.
Like
six starting offensive linemen had been traded at the trade deadline. And it was over a 25-year period. So it's just not something that happens all that much in the middle of a season. They're very, very hard and rare to see them get moved. Naheed, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Naheed.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator.
What's
hey,
up?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
This is my first time calling. I recently started listening to you guys. I just wanted to touch back on what Gator said about how, you know, he feels the same way. I mean, he feels better about this season than last year. Cause,
I said I might.
He said he might. He might
qualify there.
Yeah, he might. You know?
I'm hopeful that the injury situation is not going to get worse, that it's only going to improve by the time they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I feel like, before we get to the playoffs, our defense is, you know, as it is right now, where it gets better, I feel like I feel good about the team, because I feel like offense, it'll eventually click. It's just a matter of time. But the defense, I'm really liking what the defense is looking like compared to last year, because there's only so many wins you can get with the defense so banged up as last year. It was just a matter of time till it catches up to us. But yeah, and then did you guys hear about the news? I don't know if it's how accurate it is, but Tate Rallets wanted to take off on Thanksgiving. I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that are.
What?
Yeah, apparently, he was asking Coach Dan Campbell about taking off on Thanksgiving.
What do you mean by taking off?
Like the day off, like not working, like not playing the game, basically.
Where did you hear this?
It's on The Onion.
Okay. Do you know what The Onion is?
No.
Okay, well, The Onion. Of course she saw it on The Onion. The Onion is a satirical website that makes up fantastic stories. And it's intended to be funny. And yes, there is a Onion story about this.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, because it's from The Onion.
I know, but my man took it seriously?
Yeah.
Did he? Come on, man. All right, Dan Campbell spoke to The Morning Show. Do you modify your approach? What about the golf accuracy issues? How do you help the offensive line in bigger games? Some of the topics they addressed. We'll get to that today. You'll hear what he had to say at 105 on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.